mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's already Friday, the 22nd day of July 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Ron Paul's Chief of Staff, Jeff Dice, is going to be joining us in about 30 minutes at the bottom of the hour concerning the, for all intents and purposes, the Patriot Act being made permanent, or at least for another 10 years. A lot of arm twisting went on last night. We'll talk about some of the very scary subsections that were in the bill and a few of the little tertiary things that were stripped out of the bill to make the public think that they had reduced some of the police state provisions. So that's coming up in about 30 minutes. Now the globalists have on their agenda CAFTA. They want to get the Central American so-called free trade agreement through, and we're battling that. But at least Congress was allowed to read the Patriot Act this time. Back on October 27, 2001, it was released for 1 hour, over 300 pages, and then passed. And most members of the House didn't even get 10 minutes to look at it. New London blast prompts tighter Bay Area security, and in New York City as well, not just on the West Coast, but the East Coast. The police chief on the news is saying that look for people who are sweating. We're not profiling, but if you're sweating, it's only 95 degrees in New York. And I've been in the New York subways in the summer. If it's 95 degrees up top, it's like 110 inside some of those subways. I mean, at least back in early September of last year, I was there for the RNC. And I mean, it was 100 degrees. It was blowtorch. But no sweating. And there's all these photos and videos and images on TV. Random searches. See, when, as I said for years, when there's attacks on buses or trains, no more Bill of Rights. You're all searched. Attacks on highways. Got to search all your cars. But the border stays wide open, and we're going to legalize the illegal aliens. And our military is 20+% now illegal alien, who instantly become legal. So, I mean, it's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. And now the police, I was talking to Paul Watson, who was just in London, because he lives outside London, and people all the time run and jump and run to catch trains. I mean, how many times did you run to catch the bus or the school bus? I remember times when I was riding the bus, you know, running and jumping to get to the bus or running to get to the school bus. Well, don't do that or you'll have to be gunned down. And then now they go, oh, look, we think there's a bomb on the train. Oh, look, we have video of a backpack. It's proof someone left their exercise backpack on the train or on the bus. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall fear-mongering as the British government tries to ram through all of this really serious police state legislation. And then I see articles like this. Treaty gives CIA powers over Irish citizens. But that treaty also gives foreign agents power over U.S. citizens. This is out of the Irish Examiner. So we see these type of articles every day now. I mean, 2 days ago it was the legislature in California is threatening to arrest generals if they don't stop basically surveilling peaceful anti-war groups. You know, regular military with the National Guard out surveilling the citizens. I mean, this is Big Brother, folks. Scotland Yard knew of second bombing attempt. London Mirror, and I can confirm this from family who were eyewitnesses to this. I just talked to my father last night, who just flew back in last night from London, and he was telling me about this before I even saw it today in the London Mirror. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it is Friday, 22nd day of July, 2005. We've got 2 hours and 51 minutes spanning out before us, already into our second segment. For stations that are just now joining us, welcome, thank you. All the listeners, the sponsors, the great folks that make the broadcast possible, people running the main transmission points and the board and answering all the phones up there in Minnesota. I am, of course, joining you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas. Coming up in about 22 minutes, we're going to have Jeff Dice, Chief of Staff for Ron Paul's office. The Patriot Act passed last night, the reauthorization, the expansion of it, and now it's not sunsetted for five, it's going to be there for 10 years. And very, very scary. But Bush last night said, you better pass it. The London bombing proves that we need more control. And so now Army, National Guard, New York Police, it's going on in San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, I'm told Dallas, Texas. Why, we're just, and I love the photos and video they put on the news, you know, a white kid with blonde hair and blue eyes, you know, some 12-year-old kid or a little black kid, you know, sitting there, or a little Hispanic woman. This, you know, these are the photos and the video I've seen on television and online, and it just, you know, guys with machine guns searching the children. And I love how political correctness works. This is all done by design. They go, well, we can't have profiling, and so we'll search all of you. And folks, I've gotten on airplanes for people with turbans. And again, that's a shill within a shill. I don't think the guy with the turban is going to blow anything up. I know that predominantly it's the CIA, it's Mossad, it's MI6, MI5, FSB. They've all been caught doing it. Are there real copycat Muslim bombers occasionally? Yes, in the Middle East, in Palestine, in Israel, there are. But still, it just, you know, if we're to believe it's the Muslims, it's the Arabs, it's the Central Asians, it's these people that are attacking us, then why, the young man and woman with the, you know, turban and the yarmulke, whatever covers their faces up, they're in there doing all of this, then why am I being searched? Well, because it's fair and we're all slaves here. No, the government wants everybody to learn how to be a slave, and this is directed at the general population. And the government's own documents admit this. And I have to say it. I got to tell you. The border is wide open. We have thousands of less border patrol. The government gives federal grants and aid, frankly, in greater amounts, with showing preference to illegal aliens of every stripe and every variety than they do citizens. It's meant to suck them here. It's meant to incentivize. It's meant to bring them here. It's disgusting. So don't tell me there's a war on terror. So you thought it was just going to be the TSA groping your wife and shoving you around at the airport. Oh, no, it's going to be everywhere. The public schools, the highways, getting into the mall. The FBI is calling for having, different groups there searching you and scanning you. But I think this email really brings up some key points. I got a bunch of emails. This is from Chris. And it says, I'm sure you've got some or all of this information already, but after following the news for most of the day, I picked up on one contradiction. Well, I picked up on about 20, but, sir, you made a great point. Let me just read it. Several eyewitnesses described seeing an Asian man running away from three or four plainclothes police officers who then pushed him down. One report says that they sat on him and then shot him 4, 5, 6 times, depending on the report. One claims also it was as many as 10. Now a senior police officer said that it's unlikely that they were plainclothes police officers. The firearms branch of the police usually have black uniforms with flak jackets, but none of the eyewitnesses' accounts have described seeing this. And that confuses Americans. All of our police are armed here. But even in Germany, you have the Waffen-SS, or armed SS. Most of the SS wasn't armed. It's the same thing in England. Most of the police haven't been armed, though now they are arming most of them. Secret Service, perhaps? Also, every eyewitness account has mentioned that the man was not carrying anything. No bag, no weapons, nothing. And yes, you're right. Two of the reports I have heard describe the man as wearing a black cap, cargo combat pants, and a heavy jacket or fleece top. Okay, a heavy jacket might mean he was concealing something, but a fleece top? Not really suspicious. Still, they shoot him dead. Shooting 5 shots, they were making sure he was dead. But why kill him, especially if it appears that he wasn't carrying anything? Surely the police would want to get information out of him. The eyewitness accounts would make it sound like they were on top of him and had him restrained anyway. Was it really necessary to shoot him? Also, another story is circulating about a black bag that was on an underground train leaving from Stockwell Station about half an hour before the shooting, and this bag was apparently giving out smoke. Don't know if that had any relevance to anything. And yes, they're showing it on Fox News and Sky Television News, the evil gym bag. Why, 200,000 people have been given this bag from the big health club chain in the last year. This Fitness First. And I was watching Sky Television, and the problem is these were given away free. Everything needs to be tracked and traced and recorded when you buy it with a national ID card, because then that stops terrorists. This is just horrible that there's not a record and a serial number on this bag. Folks, I'm flipping through stations, recording it on my DVR cable box, and I'm not kidding. I'm watching Fox News, and they've got their affiliate, Sky TV, and they said word for word, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but almost word for word, it's Twilight Zone. And then you flip to the next channel, and they got one of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission people up there going, well, this shows we needed to have more police and more checkpoints and follow all the recommendations of the commission and the domestic CIA. All right. Flip to the next channel. Boy, this really shows Bush was right about the Patriot Act, these terror attacks. Flip to the next channel. Well, Italy's passed new draconian laws in the wake of the attacks. In London, flip to the next channel. Vladimir Putin has reiterated how they need to restrict liberties in Russia to keep Russians safe, pointing out the London bombings. I mean, it's just literally, folks, I'm flipping through the channels, and I just described the order of it. Just giggling, smiling, laughing criminals, in many cases people who've been involved in terror attacks, who admittedly have been caught planting bombs, Vladimir Putin, that is admitted, and here he is saying we need to give up more of our rights in Russia, just like they're doing in America and England. You see, it's a new world order. They're all in on it together. They all hang out together. It's all a criminal enterprise of the elite feeding on you and I, the public. I mean, folks, I can't tell you. I remember one time, this was even after 9/11, I had to make a connection to Minnesota out of Chicago. And I get off the plane, and I've got like 10 minutes to get to my other flight. And folks, I guess I'd never been in that part of the Chicago airport and then that far away from another area, another gate. But I wasn't in that big of a hurry. Then I look at how far away my connection was, and I had to run. You know, even on the... they're not called escalators. What is it where you run onto it and it's flat. It's not at an angle. And it, speeds you up for lazy people so they don't have to walk. And I was even running on those. So am I going to be gunned down because, running onto train? I mean, I've run through an airport. So, again, this is about making us all under suspicion. This is about training all of us that we don't have any liberties. I know you understand that, but it's so blatant. Flipping through the channels, they would show images of Bin Laden and crosshairs and explosions and terror London, terror fears America, dun, 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 dun. I mean, it's so obvious they're trying to manipulate us. And understand this. Keep us in the forefronts of your minds out there. Burn it into your brain. Burn it into other people's brains. It's the most central issue we face. Government-sponsored terror. The U.S. government has been caught over and over and over again, admittedly, not debatable. They admit carrying out terror to blame it on enemies and to take our freedoms. The British government's been caught. The Israeli government's been caught. The Russian government's been caught. Over and over and over and over again. Hitler was caught. Nero did it. This is what they do. They've been caught. They have the motive. I mean, how much more obvious that British are about to pass a big police state law, we're about to reauthorize the Patriot Act, magically all this happens on cue every time. It's like the anthrax attack. Bush is on Cipro, the drug that fights it. His cabinet's on it. They even admit it. He's on it. A month and a day, 30-something days, before it even shows up in Boca Raton. I mean, this is incredible. And it goes back to Fort Detrick, Maryland. And all their enemies get mailed the stuff. Daschle, I'm against the war, I'm against the war. Oh, so Al-Qaeda mails it to him. Hell yes, sure. Sure. Then they test it, and it's U.S. weapons grade, patented. Oh, it's incredible. So much news coming up. Stay with us.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You know, this has already been documented in a lot of the papers have come out and reported on over the years, but the New Scientist, these articles are on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now, has reports of, more of these, famous nuclear scientists and people that worked under them going public, the documents being made public, that Harry Truman, a month before, this is admitted, the Japanese had already said, we will unconditionally surrender. And unconditionally, we give up. And they just said, no, we don't accept it. And then a month later, they dropped two A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing, 180,000 people. 150,000 died instantly, but it was more than that over the next few years, obviously. And, I mean, it's been admitted why they did it. It was all not to scare Stalin and get his attention and to impress him. It was to kick off the Cold War and have an arms race because the big arms dealers, the big military-industrial complex that was already the biggest part of our economy, wanted to keep business going. So, oh, you Japs gave up, we're going to drop some A-bombs on you. You know, that was the way they put it. It just shows how ruthless the globalists are. And I always hear this talk of, well, we went in and attacked Japan with the A-bombs because we'd have lost 500,000 troops trying to take the mainland. It was really nothing to bomb except people hiding in holes. Their country was predominantly built out of paper and balsa wood, and they dropped those firebombs on them. And one firebombing about, what, 6 months before the end of the war, what was it, 500,000 Japanese died when three cities burned in a row down their coastline? It was actually over 500,000 burned in one day. Burned. Whole cities just burning. You go, well, they attacked us in Pearl Harbor. Well, understand, I'm not defending the Imperial Japanese. Horrible elitist scum just like our government. Grabbing our troops, doing biological, chemical testing on them, doing it to the Chinese. The point is that they're like some mid-level demon compared to Satan. I mean, who would you rather, you know, I mean, you know, again, the globalists are experts at like setting different goblins up against each other and going, now pick one. Well, you're not for Saddam, are you? Well, no, but our government's even more evil and helped put him in power and told him to invade these countries and set him up. And now he's not threatening anybody, so it's a big scam. You know, the point is that, you know, more documents and more eyewitnesses have come out on this. And again, we already knew this, but it's just more evidence of just how ruthless our elites are. And how our lives mean nothing. You know, they'll get up there and squeeze a tear out over people dying on a subway when clearly the security services of our governments are behind it. Again, how do security services get control and get bigger? They carry out crises. Like the guy that got caught 5-6 years ago in New York. Somebody for like a year kept busting out all the windshields at night, you know, hundreds of them. And finally the cops caught him. It was the owner of the big shop that there in the neighborhood that did the windshields. Wow, really hard to figure out problem, reaction, solution. Really hard to figure this out. Again, Tom Daschle and all the people against the war, against going into Iraq, against Bush, they're the ones that get the anthrax letters. Yeah, sure, if Al-Qaeda was real and wasn't CIA, and was really going to be out attacking somebody, they would be attacking Bush. It's so ridiculous. And now we have these terror attacks when Karl Rove's in trouble and the Patriot Act was in trouble and the British police state measures are in trouble. It's so obvious, but not to some people out there, I guess. I mean, look at this article out of Sky News. Suicide bomber shot. They've still got that up there, though they admit the guy wasn't armed, didn't have weapons. It's just suicide bomber shot, and then it says, police have killed a suspected suicide bomber at a tube station in South London. Armed officers opened fire on the suspect after he hurdled a ticket barrier and raced along a platform at Stockwell Station. Now, the first reports were he was jogging, but see, now since they've killed him, they've got to know he was doing flip-flops and, you know, ninja moves and had red eyes glowing with horns and a tail and cloven hooves. By the way, last week, a week after the first wave of bombings, the four bombings, they passed 007 license to kill powers. They already had, you know, what was popularized in the 007 books, James Bond books, then made into movies, you know, that he has a license to kill. Why, you can just, we give you full authority and anonymity, it's your call, MI6, you kill whoever you want. We just trust you, and we're so good, we just kill. You don't even have to prove anything. And so now, they're talking about 007 powers here. We already know there's 007 powers with our police. They blow little kids' heads off every week and nothing happens. They're tasering people. Somebody's dying every day. Well, they back-talked me or, you know, they didn't get out quick enough in the car. Just, you know, shut up. We're doing it for your own good, scum. We'll be back with Ron Paul's office on the Disgusting Patriot Act.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
All right, there have been a bunch of new big developments with the latest spat of London bombings yesterday, these smoke bombs and mini bombs, and the government ramming through police state legislation there, Bush citing that for reauthorizing for 10 years the Patriot Act, and another fake al-Qaeda group taking credit for it. Last time that got discredited. That's coming up. Paul Watson will join us for about 15, 20 minutes in the next hour from England. And we're going to have open phones today as well. There is just so much news on the police state front here. And now the Pentagon's saying they want people up to 42 years of age, and they're gearing up for the draft along those lines. So stuff is just getting weirder and weirder and more out of control. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Last night, House votes to extend Patriot Act. The House voted Thursday to extend the USA Patriot Act, the nation's main anti-terrorism tool, just hours after televisions in the Capitol beamed images of the new attack in London. As similar legislation worked its way through the Senate, House Republicans generally cast the law as a valuable asset in the war on terror, visiting toy store owners and arresting pot dealers. Most Democrats echoed that they supported it, but said they were concerned the law would allow citizens' civil liberties to be infringed. I mean, they're using it across the board in non-terror-related cases, and they're getting rid of our basic Bill of Rights culture, and it's a nightmare. And joining us, and I appreciate him and his busy schedule, is Congressman Ron Paul's Chief of Staff and Spokesman, Jeff Dice. Jeff, good to have you back on with us.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm probably not doing too well like I imagine you are. I mean, you called and warned me a few days ago that it was coming up for a vote Thursday or Friday. It did come up yesterday, and Bush said, hey, we need to pass this to stop the terrorists. Look at London. And, boy, this sucker passed. Tell us basically what this bill does and what the process was like.
Well, the original Patriot Act had several provisions of it contained sunsets for 5 years, meaning next year they would have expired. So Congress had to pass this or else significant portions of the Patriot Act would have lapsed. So the London bombings were certainly a convenient excuse for folks who were trying to justify voting yes. But, this reauthorization would have had to happen otherwise.
But it's just a coincidence. Everything's a coincidence.
Sure. I mean, otherwise, what it does is it reauthorizes most of the Patriot Act for 10 years. That's the bottom line.
It's amazing. And you know, still the public, many Americans are ignorant about the full scope because the mainstream media is always saying, oh, it lets them read your library books. Well, yeah, I know what you bought at the bookstore. And any private corporation or company that lets them come see your records and then not even tell anybody that they took your records. I mean, this is so un-American, Jeff.
Well, you know, unfortunately, both parties seem to support it as a matter of principle. I mean, the Democrats who voted no last night didn't vote no because of civil liberties particularly. And I think the Democratic Party is not the party of civil liberties anymore. They voted no for, you know, they had their own pet bill that was perhaps not quite as noxious. But
it was just 4 years, correct?
Exactly. That's their answer. I mean, from Congressman Paul's perspective, if something is unconstitutional, we ought not to apply it to our citizens for a single day, much less 4 years or 10 years. So it's kind of a phony distinction to say, well, we're going to allow something unconstitutional, but only for, you know, but for a shorter time than the other party. Well, that doesn't make any sense to us. And the real issue as far as my boss is concerned is, you know, are we going to expand federal police powers or reduce them? And obviously this expands them. So anybody who's up here claiming to be for smaller government, you know, they had a very simple choice last night.
Well, they did. You told me that things were close at first, but then and that things were getting very heated, but suddenly arm twisting began.
Yeah, the Democrats had their own substitute bill, and enough Republicans crossed the line and voted for it that at least for a while it appeared that it would pass. So there was quite a bit of work on the floor to roll that back, and ultimately they did by a few votes, and then the Republicans had their way a few moments later with their bill.
Now, major polls show that the majority of Americans are against what's in the Patriot Act. Plus, it wouldn't matter if 99% of people were against it. In a republic, we follow the rule of law and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. The Constitution says this thing's a fraud. But with people going onto the court like Roberts, I mean, Roberts is better than Gonzalez, maybe. Those are scary stuff's coming out, but he just ruled on the federal court, you know, along with Bush about secret arrest and not letting people have lawyers. So I mean, it just seems like, you know, everything's going in this direction.
Yes, I mean, the fact that there's still a large majority of Congress willing to vote for this stuff, and you're right that most people are not for it. As a matter of fact, during a call-in show to C-SPAN's Washington Journal yesterday, almost all the callers were saying they don't like this. But the reason that these guys vote for things that their constituents might not like is very simple, because they don't get thrown out of office for doing it, and that's evidenced by the 97% election rates, re-election rates, I should say.
Well, also, the party leadership will target, I mean, Ron Paul's been targeted by Republicans before.
Sure.
Tom Tancredo's been targeted before. Senator Smith was targeted.
Sure.
I mean, real conservatives, real libertarians, real Americans get targeted, but if you can survive the first targeting, then I guess you get catapulted. Look at Tom Tancredo with 60, high 60s, Ron Paul with high 60s.
Right.
Well, I mean, running unopposed now, so.
Right. Well, it gives them the opportunity to, once you do survive a couple of those challenges, it gives you the opportunity to stay in there and fight. But, it's not just a matter of leadership trying to find an opponent to run against you. It's also smaller things, like, for instance, on the upcoming CAFTA vote, members have been warned not so subtly that the upcoming transportation bill will not contain things for their district if they vote the wrong way.
And again, they folks, we should not have these federal highways. What they do is they take a dollar of our tax money and on average give about 32 cents back to us, and then we call it free money, and it has strings attached, and they use that to basically strong arm and what, corral and own our members of the Congress?
Absolutely, because the last thing any of these guys want is to be perceived in their districts as, you know, ineffective, and effective means, you know, getting pork.
You know, that's just such a joke. It's so sick. Jeff Dice again, Congressman Ron Paul's chief of staff spokesman. Jeff, I mean, I've talked to you before. I mean, I know you and the congressman are really upset about what's happening. I mean, I have a video that's got speeches of the congressman, you know, in it where he's talking about the neocons taking over and
right.
Those that want a one-world government, and he's talking about how they're setting up a police state and we could have a depression. And then, I mean, so it's not like we're having to, you know, look for things that are scary. I mean, this is really getting scary.
Sure, but my boss takes his optimism from people out there in America, not from what he sees here in Washington. And that's, I think, where we have to focus, or where he thinks the focus should be, is just on educating people and making them understand that the political system is rotten, and solutions to these problems might have to be found through educating people about this.
Now, 2 years ago, about a year and a half after the passage of the Patriot Act, Congressman Paul led listeners a fight against it and almost got it thrown out. In fact, going from memory, I believe got the vote in the House, but then it failed in the Senate to throw the Patriot Act out. So how can we now, then, years later, when over 400 cities, now seven states, have thrown it out, with so much more momentum, it looked like before the London bombings they were going to be able to pass it, and now after the bombings they were able to. I mean, how did that happen?
Well, you know, it's something that's been percolating in the House for several months, and I think that what they did was they met, some members expressed concerns about it, but they wrote it in a way that appears to at least lighten up on some of the worst parts of it.
Yeah, what was watered down, to be specific?
Well, we were able to get a couple amendments involved. For instance, Ron was able to get an amendment inserted that hopefully will make it harder for future administrations to target people using the Patriot Act purely for their political organizations or political activities. You know, we're always worried that a pro-life demonstration or a pro-gun group could be characterized as a quote-unquote terrorist.
Well, we have the FBI manuals and flyers, and I mean, we have all that posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obviously, you and the congressman are aware of it. That's why you're doing this. But I don't think the general public understands the real machinery in the police state is aimed at conservatives. It's not aimed at Central Asians.
Sure. It's everything about the Patriot Act is aimed inward at domestic citizens. It does nothing to address, you know, terrorists outside our borders. Nothing at all, actually. So that's a bit of a red herring. I think that most people aren't outraged by the Patriot Act because it's not yet affected them. I mean, they have not yet been the victim of a search they didn't know about, or a wiretap, a roving wiretap upon
their
cell
phone. But it is percolating. It is expanding.
Sure. And there's no question that even before September 11th, the federal government's always wanted to have these powers. 9/11 just served as an excuse for them to get a bill passed. They tried to get passed piecemeal.
Well, yeah. In fact, almost everything in the Patriot Act had been previously written. It was just
absolutely.
Kind of a bundle.
Absolutely. Yes, that's absolutely correct. Especially the financial stuff. They've wanted access to financial records without a warrant for years.
Well, I mean, banks are already doing it with suspicious customer reports. And with the Know Your Customer, they just renamed and got passed. And now they openly admit you deposit more than $5,000. There's a report sent right to the government. I mean, where's the Fourth Amendment there? It's out the window. Look, people are finally waking up, though, Jeff. They go buy a used car and they got to ask them questions and you go, why? And they go, oh, because of the Patriot Act. Or now people learn that every a prescription they get is instantly uploaded to the government.
Right.
I mean, what does it have to do with Al-Qaeda?
Right, exactly.
Well, let me bring this up to you. There was an article, several articles out of mainstream papers in California where their legislature is threatening to arrest generals under contempt of court because the Army is out videotaping anti-war protests, environmental protests, Second Amendment demonstrations, conservatives and liberals. And I've been out, Jeff. I've had troops in New York, troops in California taking photos of me and stuff. And I don't even have, you know, no criminal record. The point is that this is secret police. And then there was an article yesterday about Bush has Associated Press has an enemies list and uses the FBI to watch all of his political enemies. You know, just mainstream. I mean, this is really the Sovietization.
Sure, and every administration has abused that sort of thing, and that's why people need to shake off this distinction between our guys and their guys, you know, whichever party you might belong to, because it's a phony distinction. And people need to get past that and just start to view, you know, administrations from either party for what they really are.
Yeah, what are we? I mean, let's say George Bush is a little angel. He really is the oracle of God. You know, he's some type of Messiah, as some are saying. I don't believe that, but some Christians actually believe he may be God. I'm not trying to be sarcastic, folks. It's almost that bad. I mean, maybe Skull and Bones is Christian. Maybe all that's very loving and good. But regardless, we've built mechanisms and machinery and levers that Hillary Clinton, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure.
I mean, you know, do you want Hillary with this power?
Sure. None of us can know who's going to be in charge of the Justice Department or the FBI 20 or 30 years from now. I mean, that government grows incrementally, and we've set in place the powers, you know, for abuse in the future. So if somebody thinks that they like George Bush, well, you know, he's not going to be here after 2008.
Last few questions, Jeff Dice. Number one, how do we support Congressman Ron Paul, who, again, introduces bills to get out of the UN, introduces bills to get us out of the Federal Reserve, which every year, by the way, he gets more and more votes for. He introduces legislation, again, to abolish the Patriot Act. He introduces legislation to control our borders. I mean, he really is just an absolute model statesman and patriot, you know, in the Thomas Jefferson prototype. You know, he is that type. He is that model. How do we support the congressman? Give us the different Liberty Committee websites. And then what do we see on the agenda with CAFTA and Codex Alimentarius and just all these other nightmares?
The best way to support him is go up to your own member of Congress and ask them to vote more like Ron Paul, because he does hear that from other members on the floor, and it always pleases him when some other member comes up and grudgingly or not has to ask Ron how Ron's going to vote on a particular bill, because he knows that Ron has a core of fans or supporters.
He's gone from getting nobody to getting majorities in many cases.
Sure. Obviously, thelibertycommittee.org is the website where Congressman Paul's Liberty Committee info on that can be found.
Weekly legislative updates and essays and reports.
But yes, our website is, our House website is house.gov/Paul.
Okay, well, I know the congressman's on a plane right now, but I want to get him on in the next few weeks, Jeff. What's coming up on the agenda?
Next week, CAFTA will probably be voted on Thursday. That's what we're looking at. Right now,
you've always been good at forecasting. You said Patriot Act was probably going to pass 2 days ago when you called me. What about CAFTA?
Well, if they bring it up for a vote, that means that the House leadership thinks that they've got enough votes for a yes. It's going to take about a minimum of 30 Republicans to vote no in order to kill it.
Now, there was a whole year of debating on NAFTA, and Republicans and Democrats, Al Gore and George Bush Sr.,
right,
you know, even trotted out after, you know, Al Gore had been elected and told us how great it was. Now people know it was not good, and it's not free trade. Does that even matter now? I mean, now they're just going to do it regardless?
CAFTA is going to be quick. They'll bring it up very quickly one evening next week when they think they have the votes, and it'll be an up or down vote, a couple hours of debate, and that'll be it. There's not going to be any amendments or two-thirds majority or any of that thing, just a simple up or down vote.
And it's thousands of pages, and obviously nobody's read it.
Sure, it's thousands of pages. It does contain references to Codex as the approved regulatory standard for nations that sign up.
Yeah, I've seen those sections, yeah.
Right. But the bottom line is that if you want to have free trade, you can write an agreement, you know, between U.S. and any other country that says, okay, we both agree to drop our tariffs. It could be two lines.
Yeah, this is really like the EU. I mean, the Canadian papers are saying CAFTA is the end of their sovereignty. They're calling it the Pan-American Union, but our press is so controlled, Jeff.
Sure. You don't have to look any farther than Article 1, Section 8. It says the authority to regulate trade vests with Congress, and that's it. Congress can't just give that away.
Well, I mean, it's like Congress is supposed to control the Supreme Court, but they've given that up. You know, they give everything to the executive. I mean, Congress is the most powerful branch of government.
Should be.
Well, Jeff Dice, I appreciate you coming on with us.
Sure.
Mark Paul's chief of staff spokesman. And so any ballpark idea in the last 10 seconds of when this vote's coming up next week?
I would venture Thursday evening.
They loved Hurt America on Thursday night. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, sir.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
God bless. We'll be back with final news, your calls, ton of info.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You know, I'm getting more and more frustrated with myself. I normally cover about, 20 stories in 3 hours, which is more than most national talk shows. I mean, they'll cover like 3 stories in 3 hours. And the callers, when we take a lot of calls, they'll probably bring up another 30 or 40 stories, you know, issues, items. So, but so many days at the end of the broadcast, I go, look at all this stuff I didn't get to. Well, I've gone through the last 3 or 4 days of the stacks, the stuff I didn't cover, and there's like 20 or 30 just incredible things I just might have mentioned or didn't even mention. Today there's a bunch of insane stuff. It's just out of control. Look, we got Paul Watson coming up for like 10 minutes because we've broken a lot of big news, a lot of key facets of the ongoing, you know, killing innocent unarmed people and staged bombings and Al-Qaeda taking credit. And just all of it is on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. And I hope you'll email it out to folks and get people to visit the sites because this is all about word of mouth, okay? Fox News isn't going to have me on TV because they know that my stuff is documented and I'm going to tear them up. I'm going to defeat them. I mean, I've been told by Fox News execs, I'm on the list, folks. CNN, places like that. And, you know, they'll have buffoons on who cannot articulate what's going on. Because, you know, I'm not very on the radio, but I get on TV. Like you saw me on C-SPAN. I mean, I just, man, I finally get my adrenaline because I live on the air. So this is kind of like carrying out the trash or something. I mean, you know, it's like combing my hair. I mean, it's just this is like breathing, folks. This is what I do, which sometimes I got to remember. I'm talking to millions of people, and I've got to try to get some adrenaline going so my brain works better. But there's just so much. I mean, none of us can get desensitized to all this. So I'm taking it to another level here on the broadcast. We're getting even better guests. I'm going to do even more research, and I'm going to work even harder. You know what? You got to keep up with the Joneses. Well, no, we got to keep up with the New World Order, and the Joneses have got to bring down the New World Order. And all the Joneses and the Smiths out there, all of us together, you know, us commoners, we got to stand up against the corrupt nobles who are a bunch of inbred trash. So your calls are coming up. After Paul's gone, we'll get to Dana and Mike and Rodney and Jesse and Robert. And we're going to take a ton of calls today, but also go through the news. I'll just have to look at each article, kind of give you the synopsis and give you the crystallized, what I think is most important about it. You can draw your own conclusions and go read the whole story at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. In the last minute of this hour, look, I mean, we need to expose who was behind the terror. You understand, if we don't do that, if we don't cause an awakening, if we don't explain to people why the government is behind the terror and show them the history and then show them the modern examples, it's going to get real bad real quick, folks. It's going to be like living in Israel, living in this country. Total police terror, living in Baghdad. The elite doesn't care about having a good economy. They are the economy. It's about consolidation, no matter how bad our lives are going to get. And so I'm begging you to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny on DVD or VHS, to get Martial Law on DVD or VHS. Those are my two best videos. They're super good. I think, and a lot of people think, they're the best 9/11 films and police state films out there. Yeah, they're one of them's 3 hours long. The other's almost 3 hours long. They're really both miniseries. You know, you want a real education. They're also dynamic and exciting, but it's a lot to, you know, bite off and chew. But you'll be an expert on the New World Order. I know a lot of you haven't gotten the videos because you think you know it all. So what if you know it all? Get them, make copies, give them to people. And also, we need your support to keep on doing what we're doing. And I got a small staff under me and serious expenses, so it's also about supporting the broadcast. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos off the Safe Secure shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or get a 15-cent-a-day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and see it all there right now.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.